Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is the Haftarah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Chana in her Shira says, Rama Karni Ba'Hashem, I lift up my care and my strength in the name of Hashem, towards Hashem. Until now, Mefarshim Hamadbar was like a bent, twisted shofar. Now my karen is straight, it's proud, it's upright. Rachav pi al oivai, I can open my mouth wide against my enemy. Kisimachti b'shuasecha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've brought me great joy by my salvation. The Chasam Sofer in Drashis Rosh Hashanah says that this pasuk can be referring to the mitzvah of Tekiyah Sofer. We're going to explain how, Amir Tashem. See, says the Chasam Sofer, if we attempt to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and start speaking, right away the Satan jumps ahead and says, what? This mouth? This is the same mouth that you sinned with. You spoke nivul peh. You spoke terrible things. You spoke ashen hara. You spoke rechilis. It's a dirty, filthy mouth. With this mouth, you're going to go try to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Give a mashal. I've given a mashal for this in the past. Imagine someone serves you a very, very fancy dish in a child's potty. Would you find that appetizing? Would you be interested in eating it? And how about if it wasn't really cleaned? Sorry for, you know, I hope you're not eating breakfast yet. Says the Chasam Sofer, David HaMelech says, Divrei Avoinois Gavru Meni, in Perek Samachay, it says until him, Divrei Avoinois Gavru Meni, Psha'enu Atosach Aprim. David HaMelech is being the spoil from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Divrei Avoinois, Divrei means words, my mouth, Avoinois is sinful. And it's so much, it's so strong. That's what David says in his humility. Psha'enu atosach haprin, you still mechaper me. You still mekabel me. It's a big chiddush to be able to accept a mouth that spoke improper talking. Kavachayim, the way we talk. How do we dare open our mouths? The Satan jumps right in. Says the Chasam Sofer, what hope do we have? Ein kategur nasasanegur. Our mouth is unfortunately testifying against us for what it was used for in the past. How do we think we'll be able to use the mouth to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanis? Next, let's take a look at the words themselves. We have a request. What do we say? We say, we begin our request. How do we begin? We say, Avinu Malkeinu. Or we say, Melech, Melech. That's one of the most used words in Rosh Hashanah. Melech, 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 over and over again. Says the Satan, oh really? He's your Melech. Well, you were never Mekabel O Malch Hashemayim until today. So now all of a sudden, says the Satan, you're remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Melech. Next, then what do we actually request as a Chasam Sofer? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachar, please remember the good things of the past, the history of Klal Yisrael, remember Matan Torah, the Schus Avos. Or we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Satan comes along and says, really? You're trying to connect to the past Jewish history. You have nothing to do with them. You don't go in their ways. You don't act like the Yidden from once upon a time. You don't act like your Zaydis and Babis. You're not going in their paths. If you really cared about it, says the Satan, then you would have done tshuva a long time ago. According to Kabbalah, it's called connecting the last vav and the last hey of Yudke Vavki. You would have brought them back. You would have brought the shame to become shalem. And you would have built the base of Mikdash again. You would have been involved with some great stuff. Where is it? How come all of a sudden now you're waking up, says the Satan? Psalm Sefer says, this is hinted to in the Pasuk that we say every day, Boinei Yerushalayim Yudke Vavke, Nitche Yisrael Yichanes. Yerushalayim is a name referring to the tzaddikim. Because we know that Yerushalayim is called Yerushalayim, and the Medrash says it got its name because Avraham Avinu referred to the city as Yira'eh at the end of the Akedah. And Malki Tzadek, Shem and Noach, referred to it as Shalem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, put the two names together and made Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim is also referring to anybody who's a Yari and a Shalem, says the Chasam Sofer, referring to tzaddikim. So the tzaddikim, what do they do? They build Hashem's name together. They're Makar of the name by doing tshuva, and by being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living with Hashem, they're Makar of the name Hashem. They make the Yudke Vavke come together. We know Amalek made a problem with the Shem Hashem, like it says with Feirish in the Torah. They bring it back together. So Barni Yerushalayim Yudke Vavke, they bring the name back together. And Memela, the Gula comes. Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Klai Yisrael come back together. That's if you did tshuva. But says the Satan, you haven't done that. You've been poigim in Hashem's names. You've done a lot of damage in the Olam HaSal Yoinim. So, what are you doing coming along and asking now, all of a sudden, on Rosh Hashanah, you're remembering all of a sudden you want to daven to Hashem? And then, a final problem is, really, everything needs to come through Bechiah, says the Chasam Sefer. The Iker of all Aveda is through Bechiah. Ferish the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perek, and Aleph Pasuk says, Bechiah Vayu, V'sachanunim Ayvilem. Pasuk says that they are going to come back through tears, and from begging, I will bring them back. So you see that tears, the Koyach of Bechi, will bring Klai Yisrael back in the future. Pasuk says, second day of Torah, says Rachel Mevaka, sorry, give me your Laman Aleph, right? Rachel Mevaka Al Boneha. What does this mean? Second day Rosh Hashanah Haftarah is teaching us that Rachel Imenu is crying about Boneha. And the Mekubalim explain this passing and say that the Shechinah HaKadosha is crying, Rachel's referring according to Kabbalah, that the Shechinah HaKadosha is crying over Klai Yisrael. When it says Al Boneha, it means even in Klai Yisrael, says the Chasam Sefer. He brings proofs. Al means together. So Klai Yisrael cry, and when we cry, it's Ma'ayr the Shechinah. And then, when everyone cries together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go, Mini Kailach Mibachi, enough of the crying, we're going to come back. That's only if we cry, we're Ma'ayr, Kabbi Yochel, the Shechinah to cry with us. And that's the only way it's going to happen. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah we say, Ashrayom Yoidei Ziruo Hashem B'yor Panecho Yalechum. We speak about the Hashem, by the Shofar, B'or Panecho Yalechum. Hashem, we're going to go with the light of your Panim. Or Panecho, like we say every day at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. And we have a famous pasuk, Or Zeruo Al Tzadik. So this means like this. Rosh Hashanah, there's a special R for Klai Yisrael because, like we spoke about in the Haftarah of Parshas Nitzavim of yesterday, the Pasuk says, HaChoshech Yichasa Eretz. This was the Haftarah of, excuse me, 2 weeks ago, Parshas Kisavi. HaChoshech Yichasa Eretz. There's a darkness covering over the land. But for Klai Yisrael, if they're Zoyche, then they have a light. How do you have the light? Well, what is Choshech Yichasa Eretz? Says the Chasam Sofer, it means literally something that's covered over in the ground. It's in Choshech. So normally you understand the Pasuk in 2 weeks ago as Haftarah, meaning that darkness is covering the land. He says, no, there's Choshech because the land is covering over. They're buried inside. How do you get the seeds that are buried in the land, which are in darkness, how do you get them to sprout? How do you get the wheat to grow? How do you get the trees to grow out of the ground? You need rain. So all Kadosh Baruch Hu says, everything's in the ground. You want the R, you want it to come out. You have to water it. How do you water it? How do you water all the good that's waiting for us? All the bracha is waiting for us. There's one way to water it. Through tears. Tears. Tears is the watering for all the bracha to come true. And the trua, everybody knows that Chazal tell us, Gemara tells us, that the trua is the sound of bechia. Genuchi gonach, yiluli yelil. It's the sound of someone sobbing. The different types of trua, whether it's a shvarim or a trua, or a shvarim trua. And therefore, we say, before Tkiya Shofar, or excuse me, Ashrei Yom is right after, right? Yeah, we say right after. We say Ashrei Yom Yoidei Shrua. They means to say, they know the trua. They know how to cry to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They realize they want bracha. They need to actually bring forth tears. And Memeila Hashem Ba'or Panach Yalech, and out comes the light, and it won't have the darkness anymore because of the trua. The Arzuru Al Tzadik, the Arzuru, it's planted, but you have to cry to get it to grow out of the ground. For it to become not just a ru on the ground, for it to come out, you have to cry, and then the R will go out for the Tzadik. And that's why we also say after Tkiya Shofar, Bishimcha Yigilon Kol Hayoim, and Bishimcha Yigilon Kol Hayoim is Rashi Tevis, Bechia, Beis Yud Kaf Hei, rearrange the letters, Bechia, means to say that Bechia is Goyrim, Dveikis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechia is Goyrim, a real Simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here, the Pashup shout of the words, Bishimcha in your name, Yigil and Goyim, we're filled with joy all day, we're to freedom, we're Freilich all day. And at the same time, it's a Rashi Tevis of Bechia, amazing. Because this is a tear, a crying, a broken heart, being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, being filled with Simcha. And that's why, after Naftira, after Hannah cries, it says Ufaneha Layhayula. Means she didn't look at all the same like before. Chazal say that there was a huge change in Mamish how she looked from before to afterwards. Pshat is, the tears made a whole new metzias. She had the Yeshua growing. Shmuel was waiting for a long time to come out. But when she cried, that's when Shmuel now was going to come out. The Yeshua sprouted. And he says, it's a moyedik of Pshat. He's saying, Mesukhi de Zimran Shabbos, Shiulei Shuchadash, Heitivu Nagain Bistrua. You know what the Pshat is in this pasuk? In Kapit Olam and Gimel. Every Shabbos we say this. Shiulei Shuchadash. It's going to be a new shir that nobody in world history ever heard before. No one can understand this. The craziest, most insane shir possible. That somebody will be crying. Mom is crying from the depth of their heart. And at the same time being filled with simcha. Heitivu Nagain Bistrua. Tivu Nagin, a beautiful song. Bisrua, Trua, we said it's crying. Together with crying. Tazam and Mamash with crying together. Says Achsam Sefer, everything is totally in Bechias. So therefore the Satan comes along and says, what are you guys doing? He laughs at us. He says, yesterday, you were filled with joy. You were Yimali Sik, Slaipiv, Vaila Mazeh. You were happy about Shtusim and Irish Kaitan. You weren't crying about Kor Mesa Mikdash all year. And all of a sudden now you're crying. You're not crying about the Mesa Mikdash. You're crying because you want to have a better life. You want Gezunt. You want to have more Parnasa. You're not really crying about the things you should be crying about. And Chas V'Shalom, the Satan Yitzhahara is coming and attacking every attempt of ours, the Daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How can we survive against him? Again, to summarize, it's 4 points that the Yitzhahara attacks us. First of all, Yitzhahara comes and says, that mouth, using that mouth, that filthy mouth, and you use that to go along Bimrata Kadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, we begin our tefillahs and we say Malkeinu, our Melech, our King. He says, oh, well, all of a sudden you remember that Hashem is King? Thirdly, our actual tefillahs, he comes along and says, you're connecting to the past and you're speaking about Kedis Yitzchak and Schusim and Zachat Lachasim Nurayich. What do you have with those people? You don't go on their ways. And the fourth thing, he says, why haven't you been crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all year round? And now when you're suddenly crying, you're not crying about the Chil Hashem in the world. You're just crying about your own personal needs. So how can we dare begin and open our mouths against the Satan? Says the Chassam Sofer, the Eitzah is to speak without opening our mouths. To contact the Kaddish Baruch Hu, to communicate with the Kaddish Baruch Hu without talking, without the Satan being able to interrupt. He doesn't know what goes on in our hearts. Taisa says in Shabbos, famous Sugya, the Malachim don't know what go on in our hearts, even though he can influence our hearts, the Yitzhahara. But he doesn't know what our deep thoughts, he doesn't know about them, what we're thinking about for our Kaddish Baruch Hu, he doesn't know. He just tries to poison our thoughts all the time. But he can't read our actual minds. So therefore, what do we do? Says the Chassam Sofer, in order to avoid all the problems, what do? We blow a tekiya, we blow a trua, we blow a tekiya, we blow malchus, we blow zechronis, we blow shayfris, and it's all sign language. And we're saying in hints that only Hashem and only we understand together. Adoni HaMelech, you are our king, my master, our king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please remember us, the Toiv, in the schus of Akedis Yitzchak, in the schus of the shayfer of Matan Torah. Please remember what our enemies did when they came with those shayfers and they in war and they trumpeted and they attacked us against us. All the different reasons Rav Sadia Gaon says, which is printed in most Machzayim right before Tkiya Shayfer. Please look at our tears. Please see all the suffering we have, the tears which are hinted in the trua that we're blowing. And the Yitzhahara misses all this. So we got straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Satan being Makatreg. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makabal the Shofar. And the Satan now is confused. And he's not going to speak anymore. It's too late. Our message came through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already accepted us. And then we daven Musaf with our mouths. We speak everything out. And he has nothing to say anymore. It's too late. And Meila says, Achsam Sofer, this is what Chana says. Rama Karni, Mashem. Karni referring to the Shofar. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that all the Shofars are really called the Karen. So, referring to the Shofar, and through us lifting up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Shofar, now Rachav Piel Oyvai. Now we can open our mouths against the Satan. He can't interfere anymore. He can't interfere with our tefillas. Ki simachti b'shuasacha. This is the same simcha we spoke about b'shimcha yigilun kol hayom, which we said was Rashi Tevis b'chia. Now we're able to go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cry today on Rosh Hashanah. And at the same time we're crying, we filled with great simcha being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gilu Bar'ada, tremendous simcha together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while we're crying, while we're emotional, but emotionally lovesick with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Simachti B'Shoasacha Saschana, because there's no interruptions anymore. We're going to be saved, because through the Shofar, we bypassed the traffic, the Satan route. We took an alternative route, and we're not going to have problems anymore, because he went straight to the Shofar, the Koyach of Shofar, bringing us straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just have to have the right kavanis, be mechaven to be yoytz the mitzvah, and what the Rambam says, as much as we can, minyanim, pshatim, whatever it is, al das atayr, al das chachameinu, l'ayin shalom, shebezakis, all, we should be zeicha, our tfilos nishriniskala, we should be zeicha, taromas keren atayra, to kol karni v'shoi magadeya, to Ramam the Karn is Sadik, Shvizeicha to Ashana Tayyu Vesuka, Klai Yisrael Shvizeicha to Geula Shleimo, the Meher V'Yameinu, Ksim V'Ksim Tayyu to everybody in Klai Yisrael, good Geben Shtyar, Shnas Geula, Uvalo Tziyan Goyel, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen.